And joining us is Kurt Habermill for the Vermilion Sailors. And, Kurt, you just shocked me. 24th year as head coach of the Vermilion Sailors. Does that make you the dean of Lorain County coaches?
It's got to be pretty close. I know when John was coaching, I was like second or third in command. So yeah, it might be.
So you've taken over the throne here.
I had hair when I first started coaching.
That's great. So Kurt Habermill joins us, 24th year head coach of the Vermilion Sailors. And, you know, you guys are all on the basketball 365, 24-7, you know, everything else. You sent me a couple of pictures from the weekend trip. That wasn't basketball that I was looking at.
Yeah, you know, myself and our former football coach, Brett Colahan, took our boys down to North Carolina to watch some football games. We were lucky enough to grab some tickets for both the Duke, Virginia Tech, and the Wake Forest, North Carolina game, and just something to do and try to relax a little bit before the long grind of basketball season.
Yeah, but I was joking with you, obviously, about the 24-7, but... So what was it like for your boys to see a couple of campuses? And, you know, what I love about that is those aren't these 100,000 seat to places that they're used to seeing on TV. These are, you know, facilities that they look like they fit on a college campus.
Absolutely. It's a great atmosphere. You know, they're small. Well, I say small, but they're 30,000 seat stadiums, and they really fill them up, and it's a great atmosphere. And, you know, we were lucky enough to meet the OC for Duke, and he got us the tickets and stuff. So it was a good time.
That's awesome. Now the hard stuff. Coach, I'll ask you about
what a great opportunity for the kids. How you feeling about this year? Tell me a little bit about your kids and how they're progressing.
So we don't have a ton of experience back. We have two kids who played major minutes coming back. Mm-hmm. We are a little bit more athletic than what we've been in the past, a little bit faster. So we're hoping to get back to playing the basketball that Vermilion likes to play, which is, you know, full court basketball and playing with a lot of speed on both offense and defense. They're great kids. They work hard. I think, you know, the jury's still out on us a little bit. We still play with a little passive, a little too passive for me. But, you know, I'm all about being aggressive on both sides of the ball and stuff, and we're slowly but surely getting there.
Yeah, I know that's always been a trademark, and I know offensively it's always tough to go against Vermilion. Because your kids are aggressive and they understand the rotations and things like that you like your defense to do. What about kids, like individual players? Are there some names you can share with us?
Yeah, you know, we have a young man named Andrew Hendershot. He was our second leading scorer last year. He's a 6'4" wing shooter. Mm-hmm. I think he could play at the next level a little bit. He just got to keep progressing. And he's probably, you know, when I talk about our team and our approach to things, he is one of the leaders in that he tends to disappear at times because he's not as aggressive as he needs to be. We need Andrew to shoot. We need Andrew to score the ball. Mm-hmm. And he's slowly seeing my point of view. Sometimes I'm not real nice about it with him, but he understands why and why I'm, you know, talking to him the way I am. And he realizes that he's got to be the guy this year, and I think he can handle it.
Yeah, what's going to happen is he's going to have a good night, and then he's going to say, yeah, I exactly know what you mean, Coach. Yeah, I'm ready to get after it.
And yeah, you're always looking
for that little success.
Yep, you're just looking for that leg to turn on a little bit. And once that happens, then you don't really have to say anything to him the rest of the year, I don't think.
That's for sure.
Coach, the last couple of years, I know where your program has been. You know, you haven't gotten to the win totals that you want to get to, I'm sure. Where do your kids want to get to? How much has that fueled them in the offseason? And do you see maybe a sense of urgency for the Sailors to get back to where they were?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we don't see a ton in the offseason because Vermilion's one of those towns where you have a ton of kids that play summer baseball. You have a lot of kids getting ready for football, which is what they should be doing, to be honest with you. But they've really had a good approach this offseason so far. Effort is never the problem right now. They come every day and they practice as hard as they can. I do think, you know, sometimes basketball smarts is something that we just got to get better at and learning the game more. Mm-hmm. And with that comes a little bit, as soon as they get more comfortable, the basketball portion is just going to fall in. And I told them the other day, you know, instead of us telling you what to do, we need you guys to react of what is going on in front of you and just doing that. And the less we think and the more we react, the better we're going to be.
So it's been a few years now, Vermilion in the Sandusky Bay Conference. For our listeners that maybe aren't as familiar, kind of compare and contrast. And now that you've been in it a few years, you know, what do you think of the basketball out west?
Well, there's different levels. And, you know, we started off when we were really rolling with Vermilion basketball. We started off in the middle division, and there's some really good basketball in there. But, you know, even when we were playing the upper division, we were being successful. Well, we graduated probably about three or four really good classes in a row. And the last time we did, it was, we had 10 seniors, and then we got moved up to the upper division right away. And that's been a problem for us because we're the smallest school in that upper division. And, you know, night in and night out, they're just solid, solid to very good basketball teams that you're playing every single night. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment for us. On a positive end, we're going back to the middle division next year. Mm-hmm. So that should help us out a little bit. And we do got some pretty good talent coming. But you just don't get a break in the upper division. And it's just, you know, you're constantly just trying to stay above water.
So for our listeners who don't know, when you say upper division, who are the programs you're talking about?
Probably this year the best programs we're going to have will be Bellevue and Sandusky and Tiffin Columbian. You know, Norwalk just lost their legendary Hall of Fame head coach, Steve Gray. He retired, but they're always a solid program. Clyde's a very good program. And then Perkins probably has as much young talent coming up through their system as anybody around. So, you know, I'll gladly go down to that middle division next year with what these teams got coming.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when you coach 24 years, you're going to get some good classes in a row, and then yep. sometimes that happens. But the things that impress me, Kurt, is when I go watch you or I read your articles, it didn't change you. You know, you're out there coaching as hard as you can, working with what you have. And a lot of coaches, I think, play to get emotional up and down, like, I don't have much this year, you know. But I never saw that in you. I mean, you're out there coaching and always bringing out the best in your players.
Well, I appreciate it. Some of my former players that coached me told me I'm starting to go a little soft.
Yeah, they'll say that.
But, you know, I believe in trying to get the most out of everybody, and sometimes we're a little tough on them. And, you know, I always say that kind of brings out the best, or it's gonna show you that you're not ready, one or the other. And mm-hmm. I learned under some of the best with Bob and, you know, Bob Walsh. And,
yeah.
We've always stuck with it and kind of stuck to our program. And we're trying to do it, but sometimes, you know, you got to have personnel that can do what you want to do.
Right. And like with you and Coach Walsh, that toughness came from a good place. You know what
it
I mean?
Did.
There's a way to be tough where the kids also know that you want what's best for them. And it always came from the heart and from a good place that I think helped kids improve and get better, not just on the court, but after that too.
Well, and we always try to talk with our kids, and, you know, as tough as we are on them, I always tell them, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't keep you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love you to death, and I am going to coach you hard, but, you know, if the day I stop talking to you is the day that I probably aren't going to develop you as a player anymore, and we're going to look somewhere else. So, you know, we are constantly on them all the time, but I think it comes from a good place. I think they understand where we're coming from.
Kurt, how have you guys looked in your scrimmages so far?
Hot and cold. You know, we were in a scrimmage the other day against Keystone and Westlake, and I think we put up 25 points in the first quarter, and I'm not sure we scored 27 points combined in the next three quarters. So mm-hmm. it's been a roller coaster, you know, here and there. We got to develop that toughness, and so that when we do have a bad quarter offensively, our defense has allowed us to stay in it, and,
right.
you know, we're up and down with that right now.
Yeah, if your defense can create some easy baskets, that helps with those 25-point quarters.
And that's what we've lived on for the past 15 to 16
yeah.
years. So,
What's tougher to develop, the consistent offense or that defense that you need to have?
I think the offensive part. If you don't have certain skills across the board, you're going to struggle a little bit. You know, 3 years ago, I think we won 8 games, and we were 7/10 of a point away from setting the school record defensively. Now, you get numbers like that, you should be winning 14 or 15 games. So the offensive part's definitely been the issue with us. And I think it's coming, but it's slow right now.
What are the expectations for this team?
We got to play fast. You know, the past 2 years we've been big. We've had some injuries to our guards, so that's really hurt us.
Yeah.
And we were able to throw it inside and score the basketball a little bit. This year we're not super big. Our tall guys with height are playing on the outside, and so we're more of a wide open team. So we're probably going to shoot a lot of three pointers. We're probably going to try to get to the basket quite a bit, but we're not going to be a team that just sits and throws into the post. We have to get more volume too. I think last year we shot probably 45 or 50 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. We got to increase our volume of shots. And I told him, if you shoot 70 times a game and shoot 30%, you're still going to score 55 or 60 points. So
that's a little surprising. I'm sorry, Coach. That's a little surprising to me that you got to encourage the kids to shoot. You would think that would be something they would just want to do, and that you might even have to tone it down and say, guys, that's not a good shot, but that's not the case.
I I rarely remember teams where I've yelled at a kid for shooting. You know what I mean? If you have an open shot, you got to take it, especially in this day and age.
That's what I was going to say. That's a big change now, the volume of shots.
Yep.
You know, it's like the no-huddle offense. The more plays I run, you know, better chance I have of scoring. I think basketball has kind of gone to that too.
It really has. I mean, if you're playing a 40-possession game, you better be great defensively because otherwise you're not going to score a ton.
So I think Norman Dale and four passes isn't you're not doing that anymore?
It's not happening. I'll tell you, the best example was last year we held a team scoreless, Bellevue, for 10 straight minutes, and we lost 36-29.
Oh.
Wow.
So, I mean, we got to get volume shots and get shots up. And
yeah.
They'll eventually go in, right, John?
That's right. That's right. You show them two basketballs could fit in that room at one time. You make them think that thing's as big as the ocean. Yep.
Well, Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Glad you guys had a successful trip down to the Carolinas to see that. That's cool that you exposed the kids to that, opened their eyes a little bit to see that. And as always, we'll look forward to watching your team play this year.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
And it shows what kind of guy Kurt is to take his weekend to go to Carolina with some high school kids. I mean, you know, that he's just a great guy.
That
and
was
great
actually
coach.
With my son.
Oh, okay.
I took my son.
Yeah, I'm sure he had a miserable time with him and Brett Culahan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it was
just a
terrible weekend.
Always wish you the best, Kurt.
Thanks,
much
guys.
Respect.
I appreciate it.
Good to see you, Kurt.
Thank you.
That's Kurt Habermill, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors.